Set me free, and like the morning light, breaking life. Whom could I go? Why didn't I know? Well, I'm free at last from the chains of the past. And oh, it's good to know that you love me so. You have saved me. You're my Savior. You're my Savior. Oh, you are to me my Savior. You have set me free like the morning light. Darkest night, you have saved me. Where would I be without you in my life? To whom could I go? Why do I know? Well, I'm free at last from the chains of the past. Oh, it's good to know that you love me so. You have saved me. You're my Savior. You're my Savior. You are to me my Savior. You have set me free like the morning light. Break you through the darkest night. You have saved me. You're my Savior. You're my Savior. You're my
is me with. so thankful for all the praying moms out there. Without you, I don't know where we'd be. There's something about a mother on her knees praying for her children and for the cares that are going on around them. Thank you, mothers. Thank you, prayer warriors. And Abraham Lincoln wrote something about his mother. He said, "I remember my mother's prayers. They have followed me. They have clung to me all my life." And there have been prayers said for you who are watching here today long ago, maybe by your mother, maybe by your grandmother, maybe by an aunt or an uncle or a father. They say prayers for you. Those prayers do not go unanswered. And they're still on God's heart and his mind. So thank you, moms, for praying for us. Praise and worship, Bailey, and I'm going to come and leave. And rooftops.
Seeking the truth.
Because of you, I freely live my life to you, O God, I give. So I stand before you, God. I lift my voice because you set me free. So I shout out your name. From the rooftops I proclaim that I am yours. I am yours. All that I am, I place into your loving hands. I am yours. I am yours. All the good you've done for me, I lift up my hands for all to see. You're the only the earth, the beauty of your holy word. So I kneel before you, God. I lift my hands because you set me free. So I shout out your name. From the rooftops I proclaim that I am yours. I am yours.
a battle raging, one of will and mind, a choice of faith and deep believing in your heart you find. Good and evil, light and dark, which one will prevail? This war seems never ending, hold fast, Jesus is here. Lift up your head, redemption draweth nigh. Upon the horizon, hope is arriving. Power, strength, and healing in his wings. The King is coming. The King is coming. Lift up your head, redemption draweth nigh. On the horizon, hope is arriving. see this mind with human eyes would be disconcerting. To ask a thousand whys would cause needless worry. It's like swimming in a raging river of storm and flood. It's fought by prayer and in the spirit, won by Jesus' blood. The King is coming, the King is coming. Lift up your head, redemption, draw it nigh. Upon the horizon, your hope is arriving. You're a child of the King. The King is coming. The King is coming. Lift up your head, redemption draweth nigh. Upon the horizon, hope is arriving. With power, strength, and healing. Is our hope. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. Where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. No thing can compare.
Shelter, Lord.
make your presence known to the widows. Make your presence known to the orphans, Lord. Would you feed the hungry? Supplier of all our needs, you're our living hope, precious Lord. You are a living hope. Lord, I just pray that your Holy Spirit would just come and flood the places where we are. Lord, we all may not be together in body, but your Spirit draws us together. And we all acknowledge right where we are at right now that you are our living hope. Amen.
Let's start with a word of prayer this morning. Lord, again, I thank you and I praise you for the blessings you have poured out on us over and over and over. God, I thank you for keeping us safe. I thank you for walking with us. I thank you, certainly more than anything, for the salvation you have brought to each and every one of us. Lord, minister to us today. Encourage us. Speak to us. Help us to honor and glorify you. And Lord, I pray for a very special blessing on all of our moms out there today. Minister to them. Lord, bring peace and joy to their hearts and encourage them. In Jesus' name, amen. The last few weeks, we've been talking about wisdom, the importance of seeking wisdom, that it may guide us on this journey that we call life. And we started exploring what a wise man looks like according to the book of Proverbs. We're going to pick up on that next week. Today, we're going to take just a slight detour because today is indeed Mother's Day. And we're going to dedicate our day today to moms. First thing I want to do is look at a little bit of history this morning in regards to Mother's Day. In 1872, the author of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, Julie Howe, suggested the idea of Mother's Day to be set aside to honor moms and celebrate peace. But the idea never took root. Never, that is, until the early 20th century. The official Mother's Day holiday arose in the early 1900s as a result of the efforts of a lady by the name of Anna Jarvis. She's the daughter of Ann Reeves Jarvis. Following her mother's death in 1905, Anna Jarvis conceived of a Mother's Day, a way of honoring the sacrifices mothers had made for their children. Whether their mothers were still alive or not, they were to be honored for their sacrifices. After gaining some financial backing from a Philadelphia department store owner named John Wanamaker, on May 10th, 1908, Jarvis organized the first official Mother's Day celebration at a Methodist church in Grafton, West Virginia. That same day also saw thousands of people attend a Mother's Day event at one of Wanamaker's retail stores in Philadelphia. Following the success of her first Mother's Day, Jarvis resolved to see the holiday added to the national calendar. She started a massive letter-writing campaign to newspapers and prominent politicians, urging them to adopt the special day honoring moms. By 1912, many states, towns, and churches had adopted Mother's Day as an annual holiday, and Jarvis had established the Mother's Day International Association to help promote the cause. Her persistence paid off, and on May 10th of 1913, Representative James Heflin of Alabama introduced House Resolution 103, requesting that President Woodrow Wilson, members of the Cabinet, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. House of Representatives, and other federal officials to don white carnations or some other white flower to honor mothers for being the greatest source of our country's strength and inspiration. The tradition of wearing white carnations and later on red carnations spread across the nation. With the positive response to the 1913 resolution, Heflin introduced formal legislation in 1914, designating the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. After quickly passing the House and being directed through the Senate by former Representative Morris Shepherd of Texas, the bill went to the president's desk on May 8th and became law the same day. And on May 10th, 1914, the first National Mother's Day celebration occurred. Based on some of those dates, our annual Mother's Day celebration spent more than 40 years in its development process. But in reality, God established Mother's Day long before that. He did it when he wrote the fifth commandment, Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Because today is Mother's Day, we're going to focus on the honoring mom part of that text. What does it mean to honor someone? Well, truly, from a Jewish biblical perspective, it means to hold them up in great esteem, to respect them highly. See, Jews were taught to respect and care for those who were older than them, more specifically, their parents. That command that we talked about, honor your father and mother, Paul later repeats that command in a letter to the Ephesians, a letter that was written 1400 plus years after that command was first made, indicating that the command was not for one generation or for one group of people, but it was a command for generation after generation after generation to follow. During biblical times, women were not included in a lot of things. They were looked at differently. They were looked at separately. But in this text, in both Exodus and Ephesians, where Paul repeats it, women are very clearly spoken about here. And they were most certainly called to be honored and respected. The thing that we have to remember about honoring mom is it doesn't end. It doesn't stop when you're a teenager and think you're all grown up and know everything there is to know. It doesn't stop when we move into our college dorm and start our own independent lives. We don't even stop honoring mom when we get married or become parents ourselves. We are to honor mom for life. Jesus gave us a very precious example of that honor as he paid honor to his mom even as he hung on the cross. Yes, while hanging there, being punished for our sins, Jesus saw his mother standing nearby, the very woman that was willing to surrender her life to the obedience of God, the woman that likely bore a lot of criticism as she explained to people just how she became pregnant with her son, Jesus. Jesus not wanting his mom to be an outcast any longer or forgotten about in later years, looked to provide for her. Let me read a little bit to you this morning from John chapter 19, starting at verse 25. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, the disciple took her into his home. Even in his own last dying hours, his mother, Jesus' mother, her care was on his mind. And it is that he expressed his love for her by making those arrangements for her care. He was honoring her. He was remembering her. He was providing for her, all while making atonement for the world. Today is indeed the 107th National Celebration of Mother's Day. Let's remember and honor our moms today. Even if our moms are gone, we can still honor and love her memory, much like Ann Jarvis did when she pushed for Mother's Day after her mother had already passed. This morning we're going to take a look at just a few ways we can honor mom, and not just on Mother's Day, but all year long. First of all, we need to love mom unconditionally, without any strings attached, without any expectations. We need to love her. And there are all kinds of ways we can express that love to mom. For example, we can do it verbally. Simply tell her that you love her. You know, those three little words coming out of our mouths without hesitation, there are no other words that can match the significance of those or the meaning behind them. And gentlemen, let me specifically talk to you for a minute. I know that there are many who were raised that kind of talk or language is a weakness and we can't say things like that. Let me just tell you that is wrong this morning. There is absolutely no truth in that. Sharing your feelings, expressing your love, telling them how you feel is incredibly important, especially to our moms. And when we're able to do that, it shows incredible maturity. So tell mom you love her today. We can love our mom physically. Give her a hug. Hold her hand. You know, she did all of those things for you while you were growing up. She wrapped her loving arms around you. She comforted you. She encouraged you. She held you on her lap when you were afraid. Now it's your turn. Embrace her. Give her a hug. Hold her hand while you sit and talk with her. The connection that is made in that simple physical contact carries with it some amazing healing and comforting power. There are certainly many other ways we can express our love and honor our moms as well. This one might sound a bit strange, but hear me out. We can also forgive mom unconditionally. Remember, moms are imperfect people too. They make errors. They have experienced hardships. They have suffered just like any of the rest of us have. And sometimes their suffering brings effects on us. But just like we want to be forgiven, they too want to be forgiven. So sometimes we have to learn to forgive Mom. Don't blame them for missing out on something you really wanted to do. Don't hold a bad decision over their heads. Let that go. Know that Mom loved you and made decisions that she thought were the very best for you. And forgive her for whatever it is that you have held on to for all of these years. Yet another way to honor Mom is to treat her kindly. Moms are people too. And just as much as we want to be treated with respect and kindness, so does Mom. She isn't interested in all of your sass. She isn't interested in your million excuses when you fail to do what she asked you to do. She longs for your honesty. She longs for your kindness. And she desires to trust you at all times. Let's be very candid this morning. There may come a day when Mom is not the Wonder Woman that she used to be, when the roles are reversed, and she will need us to be to her what she has been to us for so many years. How much more important will it be at that time to treat Mom with kindness, gentleness, and respect that she deserves? If we're not doing that now, it's not likely that we'll do it then either. We have been blessed with one Mom. Hold her close. Treat her as a precious jewel that she truly is. One other thought this morning to share with you is remember Mom with a grateful heart. Mom has done more. Mom has sacrificed more. Mom has sheltered us more probably than any of us know. She works hard to keep us safe. She works diligently to provide for us. And she certainly loves us unconditionally. Whenever you talk about Mom, make sure it's with a grateful heart. Make sure it has a tone of joyful praise for who she is and who she has been to you in your life. While we should indeed honor Mom every day, make today a very special day in remembering Mom and loving her. I want to end this morning with a little story. It's a story about a mother who was key in holding her family together during a very difficult time. This story is about a woman by the name of Mabel Pfeiffer. Mabel was born in a little town outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in 1894, before there was any kind of Mother's Day remembrance or celebration. Early in 1913, at the age of just 19, she was married to a man named Claude Davidson. By the end of that year, their first child was born. And just about 18 months later, their second daughter arrived. Together as a couple, they journeyed through many dark years in American history. World War I, World War II, the Spanish flu, the Korean War, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Vietnam War, and even the Great Depression. Claude, unfortunately, passed away in 1971 after 58 years of marriage. But the focus of the story is on Mabel's strength and determination as a wife and mother. World War I had come and gone. The Spanish flu had America scared and on edge. Then came the 1920s. And while the 1920s may have been known as the Roaring Twenties, there was a series of events that impacted families in many different ways, eventually leading up to the stock market crash of 1929 and the Great Depression, which followed and pushed into the early 1930s. It's during that time that Claude struggled greatly. His job, he was the conductor on what they called the car line, something you and I today might call the trolley system. The car line that he worked on took people from surrounding small towns in and out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But when the Depression hit, like many others, Claude lost his job and was no longer able to support his family. It was at that time that he began to slip into depression himself, and even had what we would call today a nervous breakdown, withdrawing from everyone and everything around him. But Mabel, being the strong woman she was, became the source of strength and encouragement to that whole family. She was not willing to allow this depression to defeat her or her husband or their family. She knew her husband's strengths and talents as a handyman, and she knew the connection that they had with many people in their community. So she encouraged Claude to start his own plumbing business, an encouragement he listened to and took on. Not only did he start that business and it provide an income for his family during that time, by doing that work, it brought him a sense of purpose and saved him from a lifelong battle with insecurity and depression. As the years went on, he was able to build that business into a very successful one, even eventually selling that business to an acquaintance when he was ready to retire. And that business continued to operate all the way into the 1980s. Along with surviving those dark years in U.S. history, navigating through that depression, starting and growing a successful business, and raising two beautiful children, Mabel lived an incredible life. She lived through a massive flood in north central Pennsylvania in the late 1970s. She even survived being hit by a train when she was a grade school child. And many other things transpired in Mabel's life. So much came because of her perseverance, because of her strength, because of her character. How do I know? I had the great pleasure of knowing Mabel Davidson. But to me, she was Grandma Davidson, my wife's great-grandmother, who lived to be 104. Not only was she the strength and encouragement that her immediate family needed, she set an example that affected my family 5 generations later. Oh, thank God that Mabel was the mom that she needed to be so many years ago. Today we need to remember our moms, our grandmoms, and our great-grandmoms, and so on. Celebrate them, remember them, love them, and honor them. Jesus set an example for us in all things that he did, even in remembering his own mom while he hung on the cross and died for our sins. By his example, he fulfilled the Father's commandment to honor his mom. And if Jesus did it, so should we. Lord, again, I thank you so much for our moms, for the blessing that they are to us in our lives, for the blessings that they are to generations to come. Lord, I ask that you administer to each and every mom today. Touch her, encourage her, give her strength and victory. Lord, I pray that everywhere and every home that we would honor our moms, Lord, whether they're here or whether it's by memory, Lord, let us honor them and talk about them and praise them today and remember what an incredible, incredible example they were, not only to us, but so many around us. Lord, bless our moms today, I pray in Jesus' name. Happy Mother's Day. God bless and honor mom today.